right, we're wrapping up our coverage from Louisville Slugger Complex in Peoria. Rock Ridge sectional champions again this year for the 8th year in a row, defeating Riverdale by a final score of 11-2. Coach Scott Durbin joining us. Now, you win this game 11-2, but I think definitely faced some adversity, trailed 2-1 at one point, and able to score 11 runs today, though all, I believe, coming with two outs. So just a little bit about the kids being able to dig deep and come through with two outs in a game where you were actually trailing in the middle innings, ended up winning by 9 runs, but faced some adversity today, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't have nothing to say about their pitcher. They were great. I mean, she kept hitting spots. We were chasing out of the zone, and then it took us a few innings, but when we got it going, they got it going.
So a little bit about, too, that you handle the weather today. The game gets delayed by an hour. I know, you know, driving down here through pretty bad, heavy rain, and then you basically, you know, the lightning goes, and you have to sit on the bus for an extra hour with nothing to do. So how did you think the kids were able to handle that added kind of distraction today?
Well, I would be lying if I said I was not worried about that. You know, anytime we get out of our regular routine, it makes me worried. It happened once this year, and we got beat and did not overcome that adversity. But kudos to Riverdale. They were not afraid of Kendra, which I knew they wouldn't be, you know, the third time facing her. And you can tell they were right on her right from the beginning.
And offensively for you, every kid in the lineup gets at least one hit today. You get 5 RBI from Charlie Perkins at the top, 3 runs batted in a piece from Taylor Dietrich and Kendra Lewis. But today, again, 1 through 9 in the lineup, all very productive. And what did you like from the approach that your kids had out there? Because it was, you know, competitive at bat after competitive at bat again tonight.
I was very pleased with our approach. That's one thing we talked about the last couple days, is hunting the ball down. Like, we can't chase, expand the strike zone, especially with 2 strikes. A lot of pitchers are not going to throw us hard in the zone. You know, we have to be adjusting to the off speed and look for that and drive it to right center, right field, up the middle, something like that.
And I'm sure when you're in, you know, postseason runs like this, it's kind of hard because everything goes so fast and, you know, playing again Monday, playing again whenever. I know it's hard to kind of sit back and, like, enjoy the moment. And today, another, you know, success. You're able to celebrate another sectional championship, 8 in a row, and now the program has won 14 sectionals overall. So just, you know, another step in the great run that Rock Ridge softball has been on. What does winning a sectional championship mean to the Rock Ridge Rockets in 2024?
It's so much fun. You know, it's not the expectation. It's just a goal. And, you know, we come in there every year and we say the same thing. Like, the expectation is not to go win state. The expectation is to get to the postseason and while playing your best ball. And I think right now our team is playing our best for the whole year.
So we get a state championship rematch on Monday in East Peoria with the Rock Ridge Rockets and the Beecher Bobcats. The two programs, we've talked about this a lot, have won the last 6 2A state softball titles this year, meeting a step before the state tournament. So, of course, a lot on the line, a lot of history between the two programs. I asked Charlie Perkins the same question a few minutes ago. Just going into it, how exciting is it? I mean, this is a big, big, big-time softball game that you and all these kids are going to be a part of. A lot of eyes will be on East Side Center on Monday. Just the excitement level getting to take on a program like Beecher with a trip to the state tournament on the line.
Man, Beecher has a great program. You know, I would rather face them at state.
Right.
You know, I think that's not a great matchup for the super sectional, but it is what it is. And, you know, I just told the girls tonight, we didn't even talk about it. We are just going to enjoy tonight, have fun, enjoy the pictures with the family. We're going to have a great bus ride home. And then tomorrow, then we'll start talking about Beecher.
All right, looking forward to Monday, as in the super sectional, Rock Ridge will take on Beecher, 11 o'clock first pitch from Eastside Center. But tonight, the Rockets win another sectional championship, defeating Riverdale 11-2 here at the Louisville Slugger Complex in Peoria. Coach Scott Durbin, thanks for talking with us. We'll see you Monday. Nice going tonight.
All right, thank you.